So number four, supply chain provenance, and this term verifiable origins, which I want to credit to John Jordan, who leads the emerging digital services team in BC. And this one also is exceedingly popular. I know multiple cases going on. I'm going to actually use a different example, but I'll get back to John Jordan. So this is whenever a supplier needs to prove the provenance of his goods, you know, all the way up the chain to the ultimate consumer. And the SSI solution has been called, I love this term, creating or basically having verifiable credentials about a digital twin of that product. And what's beautiful about this is this means this can apply to any product in any supply chain anywhere, not just the products that you know, themselves could actually contain or you know, host a verifiable credential internally, electronics products, you know, devices, drones, things like that. So any product that can be tracked by, you know, which of course they all have to be through supply chains. It doesn't even have to have an RFID, any kind of barcode, GS1, the international standards body and infrastructure for supply chains, is deep into this whole development of the digital twin concept. And so to visualize what this looks like, we'll take a supply chain here. When the product is first produced as a physical good, imagining we're talking about a physical good here, then the associated verifiable credential from that supplier attesting to its attributes is also produced and can be passed on with digitally via connection to the next supplier, just like the physical product is shipped as a good. That next supplier, and it does, you know, what they're doing in terms of value add, and they add a credential. And those credentials are actually chained to each other. Each one can include a reference to the other credentials, so you can literally follow the links back. When you get to the end of the chain, every supplier in the chain can verify it, and so can the ultimate consumer of the goods or service, as can a regulator. And regulators are thrilled about this capacity. And we have that on good authority from none other than one of the leaders in the pharma space, Novartis, a Swiss-based pharma company that has been leading a consortia to assemble verifiable supply chain for pharmaceuticals. And the reason for that, there are many statistics out there, but the one that I found most alarming is World Health Organization estimates 10% of medicinal products, when you're talking low or medium income country, are fake. And, you know, don't need to say anything more about just how dangerous that is, how much it's not just the loss of income, it is loss of life and the damage to health of entire countries. So Novartis and his partners very serious about this, and want to see supply chains, as I just showed, where every shipment of pharmaceutical goods would have a digital twin from inception to consumption. So it's, I think, quite a compelling case. I'm again going to look and see if there are any questions. And if not, I will briefly mention, because I know actually he's not here today because he's with his family in Europe right now, but this is also near and dear to the BC team, because what they're striving for there is verifiable origins of the energy supply chain for the oil and liquid natural gas, other energy products produced in BC. It's their single biggest economic output. And they want the companies doing that want to be able to prove the origin of the basically the chain of atoms all the way from the wellhead to your car or factory or house. So I think this is, as I said, GS1 is deep into this. I think this is going to be one of the broadest uses we see, even though it's, you know, it's largely about, you know, the Internet of Things or the Internet of Goods rather than people and organizations.